Hello and welcome to LakeChelanNow.com's live coverage of the 99th annual Manson Apple Blossom Parade. Dennis Rahm, Steve Beiklis will be with you today. Our parade coverage being brought to you by Chelan Realty, the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley, by North Cascades Bank, longtime sponsors of the annual Pig Jig Run at the Apple Blossom Festival. Also brought to you by Lake Chelan Building Supply, the Valley's locally owned and operated lumber yard, and locations to serve you in Manson and Chelan. Our broadcast coverage also being presented by the Manson Chamber of Commerce. It's a busy summer season, so to find out what's going on, check them out online at moretomanson.com. And Slidewaters at Lake Chelan. The water park is set to open Memorial Day weekend and also be looking for the grand opening later this summer of their all-new Lakeside Surf. Parade coverage also presented by Sorrento's Italian Ristorante at Chelan Cellars and by Reed's Marine. Thanks to Reed's for hosting our Lake Chelan Now broadcast location. Reed's, downtown Manson, located at 225 East Wapato Way. And now, the 2019 Manson Apple Blossom Parade, the 99th edition. Let's go live to downtown Manson. All right, we welcome you back here to LakeChelanNow.com. Dennis Rahm, Steve Beiklis. Steve, since we basically had a reset here, struggling, it's so bright out here. I cannot see any of the control functions on the mixer, on the laptop, but we are set. We are going. I want to kind of cycle back through. First off, thank you so much to Randy Reed and Holly here at Reed's Marine as we are situated here. If you want to know where we're at, you see the big feather flags that are flying to say LakeChelanNow.com. Those are located here. We're right smack in front of their store. We're going to visit with Randy later on here today, but they got some cool boats set out here in the parking lot. It's a mini boat show, right?
Amazing boats.
Remember the boat shows back in the day?
I do. And the Lake Chelan Boat Club has a boat show coming up in conjunction with Poker Run, second weekend in July. We'll have downtown Manson blocked off, and we'll have a bunch of the boats that are involved in the Poker Run the following day. On display and registering folks for the event. We expect 60 to 70 boats once again. And it's a poker run involving the drawing of cards, five cards, pretty much to the head of Lake Chelan. So it's a round trip, 75-80 mile event, and usually fills town.
I'm proud
of the event, and I've just completed, as in essence president of the boat club, my some of the duties ahead of time, including getting insurance, which is a biggie every year, but we've got it handled.
Should be fun. I know the registrations are already pouring in. It always sells out. They have a cap because they can only handle so many boats to come into that event. But it's a great fundraiser for the club, because if you've been on our website of recent vintage, LakeChelanNow.com, you saw the smiling face of Steve Beiklis on there with a couple of photos posted up, including presenting a $2,000 check to
Vicki Downey,
who runs, I think, 22 years now she's been doing the swim instruction here, and they got a $2,000 check from the boat club, and Vicki's going to be featured in the parade here today as well. I saw her earlier, as a matter of fact, wearing that very same lifeguard shirt roaming around town.
Yes, she has been lifeguarding since 1965. She's been with the Manson Park and Recreation Department and teaching swim lessons for 21 years. She is the Kiwanis Citizen of the Year and will be in the parade shortly. She has taught thousands and thousands of young people in the community to swim, including numbers of people in my family and extended family. But the big thing that I've done this numbers of times, there are no places in the community or the Lake Chelan Valley to get swim lessons except Manson. There are no guarded swim areas except Manson. And Manson does take all comers to the swim program, everyone, and they do it for free. So there is an opportunity for thousands of young people to learn to swim, and it was great that the Lake Chelan Boat Club could support the free swim opportunity with the $2,000 check here this last week.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Awesome program they have there, and Boy, they should be out doing some swimming lessons. Now, it's funny, the day that Vicki came to the Lake Shoreline Boat Club and was presented that check, she had been out swimming earlier that morning, and somebody asked her, well, what was the lake temperature? And I think she said 54 degrees, which 54. For her was probably warm because she swims in the winter as well.
300 days a year.
Wow.
And most of them right here on the lake in Manson in the swim area. In the wintertime, when some of us are out shoveling snow, you'll see Vicki down working around the swim area and participating with the swim.
We're getting set here. It won't be too far away. We'll have the official start of the parade today. Certainly, we are looking forward to that. And, you know, we've had a lot of helpers getting things set up here as well. And we thank the folks in the Manson community for providing us with the content information. We call it our big blue book here, we'll call it, that's got some of the parade entry information and whatnot. And we have to be fluid with that because, Steve, as you know, you've done these for better than 50 years. There are changes that happen almost right to the very last moment, or in some cases even during the parade.
Oh, during the parade there are changes going on. It's a very fluid event. Would like to once again thank Megan Schoenwald for being involved as the chairperson for this year's event. She's been doing that for years, and it's in one of those unsung volunteer heroes that present this whole thing. Manson Chamber of Commerce, busy summer season coming up here in the Manson area. You can always connect with activities in Manson when you take a look at the website, moretomanson.com. 4th of July fireworks coming up. Next weekend we have the Rat Rod event coming up. So it's a busy, we're kicking off a busy season at Lake Shoreline Boat Club. Also, another plug, donating money to both the Rat Rod event coming up next weekend as well as the 4th of July fireworks. So.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. The Rat Rod, looking forward to coming down and hanging out a little bit for that event. Again, promoted by the Manson Chamber of Commerce. They're a very active group here in Manson, do a great job. And so, great to see them involved with that. Also, that same weekend, Steve, it's not a chamber event, but there's a mud bog taking place out there by Mill Bay Casino as well. So if you see a lot of mud splashing around up off the highway, you know what that's all about. It's a mud bog.
They've been preparing that site now for some time. Looking forward to another mud bog. Speaking of events that happen.
Oh, here we go.
It is a piercing way to begin the 99th Manson Apple Blossom Festival Parade, Enchanted Manson, and just a few minutes away from seeing the color guard come down and start the parade officially.
If you weren't awake, Steve,
you are
anywhere
now.
In the area, you're awake right now, I tell you, that was loud.
Well, the fire sirens anymore don't go off very often, even when there is a fire or an emergency event. So it is kind of a treat to hear that again here. And you don't hear it in Chelan either anymore. They've kind of silenced them because they were waking up people in the middle of the night or whenever. And
come on over, Rich. We're just going to try to snag people throughout the day here as we have an opportunity to visit before the parade gets down our direction, Steve. And again, I apologize for that interruption. But Rich Uhlhorn is down here, familiar face in the Lake Chelan Valley, very talented photographer, has all things Lake Chelan. And he's going to be here, I know, chronicling this event with a lot of photos. Right, Rich?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get the whole parade again and then head on into the baseball game later this afternoon.
You're bored, right?
Not at all. I was out at Harmony Meadows at the tennis court. What a beautiful facility is.
Oh, yes, amazing, isn't it?
It's incredible. I met the owner, and, man, that is a beautiful, beautiful facility for weddings.
So, Richard, when I first came to town, met you, this would be back in the 1970s, if I'm not mistaken. This would be about our 50th parade coverage.
Probably. You know, the three of us have got a lot of years in this stuff, covering the parades and so forth. I actually came back, though, in 1988, so... But I'd come home for the parade and stuff and visit my family. And
hey, Rich, before you go, I know you're going to be out. For people that don't know about the great cycling that's available up at Echo Ridge, you're going to be out doing that, I know, tomorrow.
Yes, I am. We're going to probably take off about 4 o'clock, group ride, mountain bikers, come on up. We'll take you on a nice ride, introduce you to the trails, and have some fun.
There you go. Thank you very much for a little plug. Steve, you should do that.
It's an award-winning facility. It's absolutely spectacular. It's been years in the making, and it has certainly come into its own. It's just how long, Richard, has the effort been going on to put together the trail system up there for bikes as well as cross-country skiing?
The cross-country skiing started back in the early 90s with Wally Peterson and Al Murphy and so forth. We all went up and checked it out, and then they got grants to build the trails for cross-country skiing. And then the mountain bikers took over during the fall, spring, and summer and took over the ski trails. And when Paul Willard came to the Forest Service, he looked at the facility and said, hey, we need more trails, so we're starting to build a whole bunch of single-track trails. If you're kind of curious and can't make it up there and want to see what it's all about, go to lakeshelandmagazine.com, and there's an article in our premier issue on mountain biking there with all the trails and photos and video.
How many miles of trails down?
30 kilometers, quite a bit of mileage.
Yeah, it is. It's an amazing, the vistas, the views are just phenomenal.
Everybody that goes up there in mountain bikes comes away just loving it. And it's not hard mountain biking. Almost anybody can go up and mountain bike up there. So.
Appreciate your time, sir.
Yep. Hey, Richard. Have fun.
Yeah, we shall,
Richard.
Do so.
Slidewaters Lake Chelan, the water park set to open, of course, this Memorial Day weekend. What an event that is. And certainly, it's so family friendly. I love Slidewaters. And of course, we've got the wave coming up shortly, which is going to be a
surf wave
international event. People will come here from all over the world, I'm sure, to take a look at it and participate in the whole thing. It's going to be quite a facility under construction now.
Oh man, Lakeside Surf, they're calling that officially, Steve, and they hope to get it open. They've had a delay on some of the equipment and parts, so that has held them up. They wanted to be open actually about the time the water park opened. That won't be a reality, but they are hoping certainly in maybe August, late July at the earliest, but more than likely August. But that's going to be quite an attraction. They're already well along on the construction of the restroom facilities up there, the new entrance area, because that will be set up, Steve, to operate independently when the water park isn't open. So they'll have entry locations there where you can buy a ticket and go in. They anticipate, once it gets going, to remain open later into the fall, October probably, and then also they'll be opening up earlier in the season as well than the water park will. So it's really going to extend some of those opportunities that they have there. Steve, here's a familiar guy that's sidling over. I'm going to hand him the microphone, let him come around. Mitch, come on over here if you would. Mitch Evans is here. Saw him busy out helping with the Apple Cup Regatta hydroplane races. Just completed those a week ago. That was certainly a fun event. Mitch has got a great project. He has restored a hydroplane, one of the old classic unlimited hydroplanes, and working on some other stuff this year. So Mitch, I'm going to hand you the microphone and let you say hi to Steve.
Well, hello, Steve.
How was the event last weekend?
It was awesome. I mean, the weather was just like today, clear blue, wind stayed down. We had a great turnout. We had almost, I believe, 15 or 18 more boats than the previous year, and things went off without a hitch. It was great.
What's ahead for you?
You know,
from a hydroplane standpoint.
Yeah. So I got my vintage boat I'm working on. Really, there's not a whole lot. I'm going to do a test session here in a couple of weeks at the Tri-Cities. Then we'll just kind of plan for Mahogany Merlot. I've been invited back to Detroit to this year. The Gold Cup is not going to run under H1. It's going to run on a vintage event with HRL, which is the 350s and the Grand Prix. So I'm contemplating making the trip back east again this summer, midsummer, and then Mahogany Merlot.
You may not remember this, but it was years ago. You and your brother put a hydroplane in the water probably not only one year, but several New Years. And I think it was Evergreen Roofing, maybe. And I was out boating on the lake coming down from a place up lake. It was foggy. It was cloudy. It was snowy. And my visibility was not good. I know yours couldn't have been. And you guys went by. I don't know who was driving, but you went by me probably 80, 90 miles an hour out of the snow. Just scared the got my attention.
It was one of those days that we just decided, hey, we could get the crane started. Let's go to the lake and go for a spin. Yeah, the fog was lifting off the water. It looked pretty good when we started, but by the time I got out there, it was like, oh, no. So had to make one big pass. And, yeah, sure enough, waved it. you on the way by and headed for home.
Very good. Hey, appreciate the get-together. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Enchanted Manson and the 99th Manson Apple Blossom Festival. VFW and American Legion Honor Guard now passing by our location, which is at Reed's Marine, and getting a big hand from those along the parade route as folks stand in attention, actually, as the parade officially begins with members of the local VFW and American Legion. Thank you for your service, and thank you for once again leading the Apple Blossom Festival Parade 99th edition. That is followed by a tradition here, which does include the fire district locally, Manson Fire District 5, and one of their engines, along with some of the volunteers walking along and handing out always welcome candy for the young people. Chief Arnold Baker and others are involved, of course, in the fire department. That is one of four or five fire engines that are coming down now the parade route. And
Steve, let's EMS hope there's folks, not a fire in the area.
There'll be a quick response, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, there will. They're all lined up here. Oh, man, what a day, huh? And I hope you remembered your sunscreen. I put on a little dose before we got set up and going here, but it's bright, sunny, going to be in the mid-80s today. Absolutely gorgeous day for a parade, and how appropriate for the 99th annual Manson Apple Blossom Festival. And next year going to be special, huh?
100th, and I can hardly wait. The centennial, it'll be amazing. The Washington State Apple Blossom Festival this past weekend celebrated their 100th. Our broadcast coverage brought to you by Sorrento's, the Italian Ristorante at Chelan Cellars, and certainly world-class Italian-style dining on the shores of Lake Chelan. Would encourage you, if you have not indulge, and if you are a return visitor, you already know about the fine fare. What a phenomenal location. And 682-5409 for your dinner reservations.
Steve, I should point out, too, if folks haven't had a chance to look at it yet, go to our website, lakechelannow.com. You'll see a feature story there on Chelan Cellars. They won a boatload of awards, wine awards.
Just recently.
Yeah,
yes,
just
like
recently.
15, I think.
Pretty amazing stuff. So you can catch out details of that on lakechelannow.com. And find out all the great wines are making up there at Chelan Cellars. The parade of firefighting apparatus continuing through here from District 5, Steve.
Yeah, the Manson Fire District is followed then by one of the larger brush trucks and firefighting gear from the U.S. Forest Service.
Steve, we should mention, because once they get here, we want to listen if they are playing, but the Manson High School band is coming up here. They'll be the next through the route here, and always fun to have the bands, and we'll hear many of them later as well. But they're doing a variety of music this year, from classic rock band Queen. You can enjoy songs like Pressure, Crazy Little Thing Called Love. The band this year, led by senior drum major Alondra Chavez and junior drum major Blake Cochran. That's the Manson Band coming up here. You can just begin to hear them down the route.
The nice thing about the Manson Apple Blossom Festival Parade is it's short. We're talking four or five blocks long here. So it gives an opportunity for a band to pretty much display their talents the entire way versus a parade that is much longer, or frankly you can't play nonstop. So it's great to see the bands able to, in essence, play the entire route, so most folks get an opportunity to hear the various entries. And there are from Wenatchee a couple of bands that we'll be hearing shortly. But you can
middle school bands and high school bands as well, Steve, as it's going to be a fun day of music, color, pageantry. You got it all wrapped up in this parade. That's what's pretty cool.
This is the Manson High School Trojan Marching Band, as we mentioned earlier. And looks as though they're set to stop at our location, and probably we'll hear a roll-off is what it's called, and they're going to play for us. There's the roll-off. Manson High School Trojan Marching Band performing for the 98th Manson Apple Blossom Festival, and immediately followed by the Grand Marshal of this year's event, who is Dean Moorhead, a longtime educator here in Manson. He was surprised and humbled when he found out that he'd been selected to be a Grand Marshal, educator for years. Following his high school graduation, he attended WSU, got involved in the ROTC, ended up flying Cobra helicopters as a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. Taught in Brewster for 6 years, then came to Manson and taught for 27 more years. A heck of a lot of people up and down the parade route are very familiar with Mr. Moorhead. I remember my kids. In his retirement, he enjoys golf, spending time at Canoe Creek, Upper Lakeland, which is a family
probably
cabin.
A couple of calls you got you didn't really want to get from Mr. Moorhead back in the day. And look at this site.
But you got, as we talked about earlier, the lifeguard and part of the Manson Parks and Recreation Program, Miss Vicky, who's been lifeguarding now for 21 years here in Manson, has taught hundreds, thousands of kids in our community to swim. Once again, the Manson Park and Recreation District provides the only guarded swim area on the lake, provides the only swim lessons on the lake, and they take all comers, everyone that would like to learn to swim, for free. So young people, mom and dad, get your young people involved with the swim lesson program here in Manson.
Gotta love that she's in a trailer atop a personal watercraft.
Yes.
I was gonna say jet ski.
Or jet ski.
That dates me, doesn't it?
It does, as a matter of fact.
And now we've got our first float of the day coming up, Steve.
This is, of course, the Manson Apple Blossom Float. And it features, of course, the royalty for the festival. And the theme is Enchanted Manson. And with that, you have all sorts of stuff
going on.
Yeah.
I see some mushrooms up there and flowers and snails and pretty cool stuff. And by the way, aboard that float, of course, is Queen Megan Clausen, and as well as Marisol Mendoza and Perla Villaseñor, who are the princesses. And beautiful float. They won a major award at the Apple Blossom Festival.
Number one
week.
In their community division in the Washington State Apple Blossom Festival. And they have a choreography dance thing going on that parade that is kind of unbelievable. Manson Grange passing by with, look at this, giving out stuffed animals to the kids. Not small stuffed animals, huge stuffed animals, and they're giving them away.
And one of those belonged to me.
Oh, yeah, okay. You had a son that got a, stuffed
Maddie,
animals.
Maddie was out there quickly. all right, here come some youngsters aboard a float, Steve.
This would be the Manson Junior float. With obviously young people that come from Manson. There are a number of them, and they're kindergartners actually in the in the program here in Manson, the Apple Blossom. This is one thing nice about Apple Blossom, the Manson Apple Blossom, is it highlights so many young people in the community, including our next event, which is from the Manson Park and Recreation Department. They have a tremendous AAU program that offers kids from kindergarten through sixth grade to be involved in everything from baseball, t-ball, soccer, softball, what have you. They have a score or two of sponsors that kick in and are involved in the event. If you've ever been to the Manson Park and Recreation Department, and the director of the Park and Recreation Department is Robin Pittman, if you've ever been to her office, it's always full of soccer balls, baseballs, what have you, and she's sorting out scheduling and the paraphernalia to put together the successful program that they have here in the Manson Park and Recreation Department area.
State Representative Keith Gaynor and his wife Lisa making their way by in a convertible.
He, of course, represents the 12th District, along with a couple others, and he is involved primarily, his focus anyway, in the legislature, being from this area, has to do with agriculture and tourism. And they happen to be orchardists themselves. They have a family orchard in the Dryden area.
Here comes an entry. It's been busy today, Steve. We see the Green North Cascades Bank van making its way through. They were set up here bright and early this morning for the annual pig jig run, and a great event again with well over 200 participants in that pig jig.
18 years they have been involved in sponsoring the pig jig as part of the Manson Apple Blossom Festival. North Cascades Bank has been intricately involved in the community now for 30 years, and again, always involved in the pig jig event here. And this is interesting because I do know that as the pig jig was starting this morning, pretty much here at our broadcast location, the traffic was blocked, so we couldn't get to the broadcast location to set up the equipment needed to pull this whole thing off. Thank you to North Cascades National Bank for their involvement in the community and for their involvement with the Manson Apple Blossom Festival and Pig Jig.
And there is the infamous
the pig.
Green Pig Jig, the pig itself. Middle school band coming up here, Steve, from Kashmir.
The Chieftain Marching Band and the drill team from the community of Kashmir. Thank you for joining us. They, of course, well, they march with about 100 members strong, so it's a fairly good-sized band. They're doing a series of songs. Hopefully we'll hear a medley of songs from the 1980s, as a matter of fact. And it is, again, the Chieftain Marching Band preceded by their drill team and our visitors from Manson, part of the Enchanted Manson 99th Manson Apple Blossom Festival. Again, with 100 members strong, promoting the community of Manson. The community of Kashmir, their Chieftain Marching Band. And that will be followed by the Kashmir Float, which is upcoming. They are, of course, as they do every year, inviting people in our area to the Founders Day event coming up later this summer.
That's a fun one as well, Steve. We got Queen Joanna, Princess Faith, and Princess Catherine, representing the beautiful town of Kashmir. They'd like, as Steve mentioned, to invite you to their Founders Day. That's a festival, by the way, full of fun activities. The last full weekend in June in Kashmir.
The heart of Washington, as they promote themselves and promoting their Founders Day celebration, well represented by the community of Kashmir.
Have a very slight break between the entries coming up, but man, I tell you what, I don't know what this is, Steve, you can probably spot it on your sheet there, but I'm noticing a very beautiful, classic convertible, and looks to be a Camaro, but it's not quite close enough yet for me to see.
I think it is.
That's a beauty.
And past royalty from 1979, we're featuring royalty on the nines now, 79, 89, 99, so on. And so we'll see royalty from those years as we move through the parade today. Back then it was Queen Leah Lee Templin, who is now Smith. Beautiful royalty trio that I distinctly remember interviewing more than once.
Well, maybe we can get them this year back.
Might be able to. Some of them apparently will be sitting here near our location.
And, of course, also Princess Heather Ernest Neiman and Princess Wendy Lee, the trio of past royalty in the car that just made its way down the route here.
Chelan Realty is the oldest real estate firm here in the Lake Chelan Valley. They're now marketing a beautiful Park Point condo, $319,000 or so for the Park Point condo. Chelan Realty, the corner of beautiful Emerson and Wooden Avenue, downtown Chelan. In the R.W. Little building. Have preschoolers here now from, I think, I didn't see the banner. This could be the TLC preschool. I don't believe so, no. Not sure.
I looked at their number. According to the number, 17, that was going to be the Manson Community Library, inviting folks to their summer learning program. Again, this is kind of fluid. Things change around a little bit. That's typical for a parade. And by the way,
that's
Steve,
the near Central Washington Regional Library.
So that would
bookmobile
be correct. Yeah.
Coming back, coming following rather, yeah, the group from the Manson Library and their reading program. They have a very active summer reading program and serve, well, folks of all ages, certainly inviting you into the Manson Library. Cindy Simmons there, along with others at the library. 30 branches of North Central Washington, part of the North Central Washington Regional Library, who has just moved their library location in Wenatchee temporarily, while the main library that we're all familiar with is under reconstruction, several million dollars worth of reconstruction.
Their theme this year, by the way, Steve, is a universe of stories. And here comes State Representative Mike Steele of Chelan.
A native of the Manson area, graduate of Manson High School, currently serving the State House. And good to see Mike here.
Dad driving the car, by the way.
Yeah. And he's been able to, along with others, secure about $63 billion in projects for the 12th legislative district of which he is part, and that included a good bit of money pledged towards the potential purchase of Leffler Field for the Manson area.
And also, I might add, he is the executive director of the Lake Chelan Chamber of Commerce. Here comes Heritage Heights. This is always one of the more fun entries into the Manson Parade. They have a great time.
I saw them at their setup was going on right in front of the house where I happen to live, which is right here on Main Street. And at the time, they were pinning, because of its Enchanted Manson, do a lot of fairy wings. They were planting the wings on the seniors who are riding on the float. It was just cool to watch them all get ready, get in costume for the event.
Well, their message, Steve, is no one is too old for fairy tales.
There you are.
I would agree with that.
I would.
Especially as I get closer to the upper end of that age scale.
No comment.
That's another story. Got the, looks like another band down the line from us that'll be making their way up here towards our broadcast location. By the way, we were right smack dab in front of Reed's Marine. And sometime over the course of the day, if you're going to be down in Manson here, be sure to check out their parking lot because they got some beautiful brand new boats that are set up there. And you get a little boat show thrown in with all the other things that are going on here in Manson today. And why not? We're looking straight across over to the Manson Grange, which is hosting the quilt show. That's always fun to go through as well. And of course, right behind in the back side of that and down below is where they had the pancake breakfast that the Kiwanis organization put on.
Isn't
earlier
that
this
an
morning
amazing event?
Oh, I wanted to eat, Steve, but I didn't have time.
It's good stuff.
Oh man. And I think they had like three different varieties of pancakes actually. So yeah, they had it going, but it was slammed in there, and did a great job. They pumped those pancakes out real quick. It's, they've got that down to a science.
Something to look forward to later on is their chicken barbecue in the summertime.
Ah.
Somehow the Manson Kiwanians know how to do it, and it usually surrounds music.
When I come rather, food.
Music, eat food. Where am I going?
England Chiropractic and Massage Therapy. Pickup truck making its way through, an F-154, kind of a bluish color with some youngsters in the back section of that pickup throwing out candy.
I see a couple, three Englands out there throwing out candy, including the good doctor himself, along with Dale, Lakeland Helicopters pilot.
Yeah, kind of hard for him to, unless they were trailering it, make his way down the parade route in a helicopter, right?
That's been done before. Also in a P-51 Mustang has been down the parade route before, but that's another story. We welcome to the festival Pateras and their marching band, making their sixth appearance as Apple Blossom. Hot stuff.
Outstanding, Steve, that Pateras has a high school band, smaller school, obviously, and it's great that they can be here and be a part of this parade at Manson. They'll be one of the smaller band groups here today, but they're playing some great music.
That is Pateras, as we begin, as we mentioned earlier, making their sixth appearance as part of the Manson Apple Blossom Festival. This is the 99th edition of same. And next year we're going to pull out all stops for the 100th.
Oh man, I bet you they're already working on that.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Probably have been maybe for a year or two to get that 100 year celebration intact. Precious Promise Preschool Group is coming up, and their float being pulled by a tractor, Steve.
Once again, we get an opportunity to welcome to the community some of our community's finest. That is the young people. And there are numbers of preschools and those sorts of things involved in bringing their folks to this year's event. They're props related to Enchanted Manson, which would include, again, a lot of, you know, the fairy wings and those kinds of things, that, and the parents probably walking behind.
Yeah, it looks to be like the front side of the float is a castle that you would find in Europe, and then the backside, a dragon.
Ooh.
With flames coming out of its mouth.
I see the tree with leaves, and it looks like each one of the students made a leaf and signed perhaps the name.
That's a cool float. I like that. Did a great job on that. And here comes the Washington State Apple Blossom Festival. We see the banner in front, and we'll be having their royal float coming by here momentarily, Steve.
Washington State Apple Blossom Festival in Wenatchee, celebrating 100 years, as we have been mentioning more than once. Fairly long parade, so it tires some folks out, but nonetheless, people are excited in Wenatchee for the 100th event. And as you take a look at it, the whole thing features a bunch of candles on a cake towards the rear. A lot of white, very elegant looking.
That's
decor.
A cake.
How's that? White, white and pink theme?
Yes. 100 candles. I don't think either one of us could blow out 100 candles, Steve, but we all have welcome here certainly two Manson queens, Savannah, Princess Olivia, and Princess Elizabeth, a part of that 100 years of apple blossom in Wenatchee.
Guys and gals from the Apollarians dressed in pink, always escorting the festival royalty and the well-traveled. They probably travel more to various community events around the state, and actually several states, than any certainly representatives from our area. And they're well traveled, is the best way to put it.
Gonna see if we can get some of our helpers, Steve, to maybe I notice that some of the special guests that have already made it through the parade route are beginning to be seated underneath an awning in front of us, and we'll see if we can get some of those folks.
Broadcast coverage brought to you again by North Cascades National Bank, longtime sponsors of the Pig Jig, what, 18 years, something along that line, around 40 years here in the community. Ask about their totally free checking when you visit, either in person at the branch or online, northcascadesbank.com. Featuring past royalty from earlier festivals, Joan Campus Hazelton, past royalty from year 1959, as we mentioned earlier, highlighting festivals from the 9s, 59, 69, 79, etc. Joan Campus Hazelton was royalty back in 1959.
Well, and familiar band coming up here from the Lake Chelan Valley, Steve. It is the Chelan Goats Marching Band from Chelan High School. The drum major in front and regaled out in their red and white uniforms.
Sixty-seven members of the Chelan High School Marching Band receiving a superior rating in the Large Group Music Festival, participating, of course, in this festival as well as others, the Chelan Goat Marching Band.
And Steve, as soon as that band goes by, we're going to have a moment here to speak with Queen Megan. And looking forward to that, and looking very beautiful here today, wearing the crown and the dress. She's already made her way through the parade route. And we'll just let the drummers get by here for a moment, Megan, if you can stand by, we'll appreciate that. And I know Steve will have a couple of questions for you. By the way, great job at the Manson Boat Club when you guys
showed
up.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
We'll go ahead and listen in for just a moment. The Chelan High School Marching Band making their way past the route here. You must have been proud of that Manson band earlier.
Oh, yes. They were really good. I love our high school band.
Queen Megan, Steve Byquist.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How How are you?
This is your day, past several days, and been a busy several months actually for
you. Yes, yep, we've been talking it up for the past couple of months.
What's our highlight so far? Is this the event right now?
Oh, yeah, this is the one. I love the Manson Parade.
Tell me about last weekend in the Washington State Festival.
Yeah, so it was a beautiful day, pretty warm out, kind of like today, and we actually won the Golden Apple Award for our float.
Oh, that's outstanding. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
In the past, royalty from a whole bunch of areas get together at the Washington State Apple Blossom Festival. You get a chance to meet and greet and find out. Yeah, and there's like hundreds, it seems.
Hundreds,
like.
Yeah. The tradition there is actually to exchange your buttons, and we met so many different princesses and royalty, past royalty even. It was really fun.
Do you all stay together in one spot still? They used to have a royalty camp over almost. Did they do that this year?
I don't think so. We did do a little royalty dance. We're going to do the chicken dance, quite a few fun dances.
Speaking of that, you guys are dancing on the float. I was impressed.
Oh, thank you.
For as long as the Washington State Festival was in Wenatchee, you have to be tired when you get off the float.
Yeah, we had one song the whole way, but it's so fun. Love that dance.
One thing I wanted to touch on. Tell me about your crown.
Oh, my crown. I believe it's from the 70s. It's what the Queen wears every Manson Parade. So,
who makes them?
Susie Bennett, and she actually made our crowns for the last time this year. Mona Miller is going to take them on next year.
And that family has been making crowns for royalty for decades.
Long, long time.
Almost.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Yep.
Quite the tradition. Well, enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks so much. And Megan, by the way, Steve, involved in that glass to sand project, recycling glass. That's a story for another day, but that's awesome. And congrats on all your hard work on that as well, Megan.
Well, representing the community, she's amazing.
Yeah, she really is. What a great young gal. And the princesses that were with her, and they all worked so hard. Now they're enjoying shade down below us. More music as a Chelan Middle School band coming through right now, Steve.
Seventh and eighth graders from Chelan and the Chelan High School Marching Band. The Chelan High School and Junior High Marching Bands inviting you to their final concert of the year upcoming May 22nd, and that will be at Riverwalk Park.
See, I want to make mention of one of the past royalty that while we were visiting with Megan went by from 1959, Princess Joan Campus Hazelton, and great as we talked about to see all of the past royalty that are able to make it back here for another Manson Apple Blossom. This is the 99th annual event, and that's got a nice ring to it. That
another one of the preschools entered in the parade.
Boy, every youngster in the Lake Chelan Valley must be involved in this year's parade, Steve.
I do remember kids, my kids, granddaughter and others, so excited that they got to be in the parade. And of course, the proud parents also walking alongside and or around, I guess, the floats and involved in putting them together.
Another float that went by earlier that we didn't touch on, RE/MAX Advantage Real Estate Team. They made their way through the route here, and congratulations to them. And we have past royalty 1969, Princess Mary England McFarland, Princess Karen Armbruster Jeffries. Another very nicely decorated float for these youngsters they're having a blast. Boy, you can see the smiles, and it's kind of a nice role reversal, Steve, as many of these youngsters inside that are participants, they get to throw candy out to the other kids.
There you go. Lake Chelan Community Hospital, represented in part today by Chelan EMS.
Yes, indeed. And we were happy to present live streaming coverage of the recent hospital forum that was held this past week. And there will be kind of an edited version available up on our website at lakechelannow.com that kind of picks up the conversation when they got to the actual timeline and construction, what's going to happen on the new hospital that will have ground broke, Steve, in 2020.
Lake Chelan Community Hospital and Clinics were founded back in 1948, by the way. Critical care, critical access hospital, licensed as such. And a part of that is a 24-hour emergency room that is staffed. And that is then, in essence, part of, I guess, the EMS folks that we see going by right now, walking and driving and passing out candy and those sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
A number of the emergency medical service response units.
And we see the paramedic unit making its way by right now as we speak. And we have now Chelan County Fair ambassadors, Steve, in a nice white convertible, young man in a cowboy hat. Chelan County Fair ambassadors Amber Cook and Blake Cochran. The fair itself, September 5th through the 8th in Cashmere, of course, at the fairgrounds. And the special musical guest this year, Steve, it's a good one. Very familiar name, Joe Diffie.
Ooh.
Wow, I don't know my old cars that well, but that's an old one. Model T's, Model A, they all confuse me, but that one's got some years on it. Oh, here's the Sup Cup folks from Windermere as they do a race, very fun event down at Riverwalk Park. They stage it out in Steve.
Paddle boat race.
Yeah.
Paddleboard race.
Stand up.
Paddleboard.
Sup, they are known as. And right behind that, this is a group, this Butte brand. I'm seeing these Butte brand hats and things all over the place. It's local young men that started this company. They're doing a great job of branding and tie it in, of course, to the Chelan Butte. And you see their hats and their outerwear, Steve, all over the state of Washington.
1989 Royalty, as we're again featuring Royalty from the Nines. Shannon McPherson was the queen back then. Now is Shannon McPherson Leonard. Sherry Slover Martinez and Bonnie Malone Langford were queen and princesses then for the festival. That was back in 1989.
And upcoming, yet another marching band. This one from Quincy Junior High School and sporting the familiar green and yellow colors of Quincy High School. They dress properly, Steve. They're in t-shirts and shorts.
I like that.
Me too. Perfect attire for this hot day in Manson here in May.
Have 55 members. Again, 55 members from the Quincy Marching Band passing by our reviewing location here in Manson at Beach Marine. Again, we'd like to thank Randy for allowing us to set up in front of his shop right next to some absolute beautiful, spectacular boats. And if you're in the downtown Manson area today, make sure you swing by and take a look. Spectacular, spectacular boats. So we have the so-called End of the Road Car Club from Manson now, passing by, and presumably entries from the car club immediately behind. Always some classic and beautiful, beautiful cars. Which reminds me that there is a not sanctioned part of the event, but going on at Oakey Flats later today, tonight, a whole bunch of these folks that bring cars from all over Washington State, and some from Canada, I understand, have brought their fifth wheels and their car haulers and that kind of thing. They're all camped out. They'll have a band there. I think it's a $10 all-you-can-eat barbecue with hot dogs and hamburgers and stuff like that.
I'm in.
Yeah. And again, that'll be going on today. They were set up yesterday and enjoying the, again, beautiful weather that we had, or are having, are enjoying as part of the 99th edition of Canted Manson Festival.
Wow, some beautiful cars here. A vintage Corvette convertible, a Camaro Super Sport behind that. Looks like a SS Chevy coming up behind that, and a beautiful, I think that's a 40s version of a green pickup here, Steve, that's making its way by, an F-100. And so, yeah, some beautiful stuff, and the cars coming by. I even see down the line one of those orange things. Remember those?
Things.
Those Volkswagen kind things. Of multi-purpose vehicles that you can take the top off. I think you can even take the doors off those things. And
it's a good way to put it. Things.
Yeah. Ooh, 57 Chevy red two-door coming up. That's a beauty.
Pulling a Rainier six-pack. I mean, this Rainier six-pack is 6 feet across, 8 feet long.
I love it. That's great. Hi, yeah, that would
pack.
Make a great commercial for Rainier beer, wouldn't it?
It would. Rainier.
I used to like those ones when they croaked words in the swamps and stuff. Remember those?
Yep.
Classic commercials back in the day.
And our coverage by Lake Chelan Building Supply here in Manson, and also, of course, in Chelan. You can check out their fully supplied garden center right now. It's unbelievably big. It's grown every year. And it's phenomenal. Have had numbers of folks that I'm familiar with stopping by and picking up the things that they need for spring planting at the now garden center at Lakeland Building Supply in Manson.
Steve, I'm going to let you go here for just a moment. I'm going to set my mic down, and I'm going to do a live Facebook stream of some of the activity going by for just a moment.
Have the village people going by. The village people are folks that reside in the village, as a matter of fact, here in Manson. And they're just out with their golf carts and enjoying the day. Golf carts, you usually see a bunch of golf carts actually in the retirement communities, of which the village is a retirement community. So they take the opportunity to get out the cars, some of them have classic cars, and or their golf carts, and do the parade. Simply the village people from the village here in Manson and their golf carts. Once again featuring royalty from the 1999 royalty passing by now. Have a couple of classic fire trucks. Classic as in old fire truck. That's what you're hearing from Fire Protection District number 7, the Chelan Fire District. But that is followed by their new ladder truck, new huge piece of equipment here in the Lake Chelan Valley for fire protection from Fire District 7. In Chelan.
All right, we have triggered off a little Facebook Live. Steve, I'm going to pan around to prove that you're actually here. There's the smiling Mr. Bike, was having a great time here at another Apple Blossom Parade, right, Steve?
Absolutely beautiful day, and we welcome to the community, from the community of Wenatchee, the Bears Marching Band and Drill Team from Pioneer Junior High School in Wenatchee. again from Wenatchee, the Pioneer Junior High School Bear Marching Band. And Dennis, you're with me. I've told this story before, but my first time visiting Manson when I was in junior high was with the Pioneer Junior High School Bear Marching Band that you just saw go by or heard go by. And I remember thinking that it was a delightful community. The lake was somewhat attractive. Went by a house that happened to have a drive-through driveway, and said I always wanted a home that had a drive-through driveway. And it ended up not that many years after that we purchased that same house where we live today.
I still think that's an amazing story, Steve.
I distinctly remember going by there and going, I would like a house like that someday with a drive-through driveway.
Again, the old adage, be careful what you wish for. Now, this worked out well indeed. And, Steve, a Corvette Club in front of us right now.
We're from Wenatchee. It's
lots
the
of
Wenatchee,
colors.
Wenatchee Valley Corvette Club. Active group. Bunch of vets, as one would surmise. They're involved with the Great American Sports Car Program. And education when it comes to vehicles and safe driving of same. So it's the Wenatchee Valley Corvette Club with, must be a dozen, more than that, vets. So welcoming once again to the Manson, they've been here before, the Manson Apple Blossom Festival.
Wow. Hello.
Oh, I like it. Corvette Club from Wenatchee.
Yeah, that's got a sound to it, doesn't it? Gotta love that kind of stuff. We just finished off our live stream report here on Lake Chelan Now on our social media channel of Facebook. Kind of double dipping here a little bit today with the live audio broadcast on our website, lakechelannow.com, using our Now audio channel for that. And glad to be here today. What a gorgeous day for a parade indeed. And there's a lot of stuff going to go on later today, Steve, as well, including a 3-on-3 basketball tournament.
That one's going to be hot. Playing ball on the asphalt, if you're not in shape, it's got to be tough. I'm here to tell you, we're brought to you by the Manson Chamber of Commerce, and certainly a Chamber of Commerce day. Certainly a busy summer season as well coming up for the community of Manson. We're just a week away from the Rat Rod Show, which will be going on. Got 4th of July happening, got Mud Box happening. It's a summer-long, I like that,
yeah.
Summer-long list of events here in Manson.
That guy's having fun, I'll tell you.
They see a microphone and a couple people standing around looking like, then you got to get on it.
Now, we've had the Corvettes pass through, Steve, but we've got some other car club members here and a whole bunch of pickups all of a sudden in a row, three of them. And now some other of the old classic 60s, 70s vintage cars that are making their way through and seeing there another. Camaros have been popular today.
The Neighborhood Street Rods, name of the organization.
Jacked up Ford pickup there, white, beautiful rig with the American flag on the tail section of that. Oh, Dodge Charger and all jet. I owned one of those, Steve. Mine was green with that same type of top. I bought it just before the gas prices went from about 28 cents a gallon up to, I think, 65 cents, because you could push the pedal down on that. I think it was a 440 Magnum that was in that thing.
Ooh.
You could press the accelerator down and you could literally watch the gas gauge go down while you were doing that.
And the gas prices went up at the same time.
Almost doubled. Not a good choice at that time. Look at this one. Two-door wagon. It looks to be a 1955 Chevy. Gorgeous.
Beautiful vehicles.
And a Mustang convertible making its way down the route as well. Why don't we remind again, we are here at Reed's Marine broadcasting live, and they've been gracious enough to allow us a great spot here, Steve. We couldn't have asked for much better than this. Plenty of room for us to spread out. Come on down if you've got anything to do. If you want to buy a new boat or you're in the market or boating accessories or you need some kind of service work, they have storage as well. Check them out here at Reed's Marine in downtown Manson.
Still a number of entries to come for one reason or another, quite a lull in the parade at this point. Again, would like to thank our broadcast sponsors, which include Sorrento's Italian Ristorante, at Chelan Cellars.
Ristorante.
World-class Italian-style dining here
boy,
in the Lake
it.
Chelan Valley. And boy, is it good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you like Italian food, and you can't, pretty tough to top that location of Sorrento's Ristorante there at Chelan Cellars. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous looking out over the shores of beautiful Lake Chelan and the vineyards that are there. It's a great setting.
I don't know who's doing the fundraising event, but they're selling by the box Krispy Kreme donuts. There's just some here on a broadcast location, and all of a sudden I'm going, breakfast.
Are you trying to say, come on, Dennis, break out the wallet?
Wait. It's all yours. I'm going to go eat.
Donut run. Wow, the folks here, they're having a great day. And I'm always amazed, you know, Steve, one of the things, we didn't talk about this, but you always know the veteran Manson Parade goers because they get here early and they have their chairs set out. They know where there's going to be premium shade available on a hot, sunny day like this. And they kind of establish where they want to be in that process. And then they go away for a while. They probably go eat the breakfast or do something else, and they come back and they've got their spot already set up, and a lot of those that did that, I noticed, were of our age and above. It's
yes.
not the youngsters, it's the people that know the routine here.
And we have a couple of the equestrian units that will be coming down, looking forward to seeing the dancing horse or horses from La Brisa.
Hello!
They're always a hit.
Waving to the people.
Yeah, that's fine. You'll snag one or two if you like.
Oh, I hear mariachi music coming up here. We're going to have the dancing horses soon?
Yep, from La Brisa.
This, Steve, is always one of my favorite. I love these horses.
And La Brisa, of course, the restaurant here in downtown Manson. And they, when they're not doing restaurant stuff, have the music going on and dancing horses.
And by the way, if you want to call them up and make a reservation, maybe even order out, 682-5633, 682-5633, the phone number. They're at 246 West Manson Road right here in downtown Manson.
Yeah. 8 or 10 of the horses involved, and dancing horses they are.
You know what I like about this as well, Steve? It just looks like these horses are having so much fun doing this. They are so prideful.
And the riders are dressed in, I guess I'd call it traditional, equestrian, Hispanic, Mexican garb. And the saddles are always ornate. And the horses are just, yeah.
Well, look at some of the stirrups as well, and the boots on these riders as well. Gorgeous.
Attention to detail and some of that stuff is just flat amazing.
Always a crowd favorite here in Manson and any other parade that they end up showing at. They usually have at least a couple in some of the Chelan parades. Cinco de Mayo, they were at the parade in downtown Chelan here just a little bit ago. Here comes Lake Interiors.
With their fleet of three vehicles. I think they have more than that, actually, but three in the parade, the Cantors. Involved as owners and a firm that started some years ago and has grown exponentially with the Lake Chelan Valley.
Don and Lori Cantor, and going on their 26th year in business, and pretty amazing feat there. Congratulations to the Cantors. And then right behind them coming up on the route, Steve, we've got the Foothills Middle School Marching Band out of Wenatchee.
Preceded by Royalty from 2009. As we feature Royalty from the Nines, I remember distinctly all of these young ladies.
Uh-huh. Did you go out with some? No, I'm not going to. Queen Kelsey Harding Javis. We've got also Princess Marcy Nelson Reno and Princess Whitney England Polson now.
Right.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, sorry.
2009 Royalty for the Manson Apple Blossom Festival, passing by and receiving a cheer from the crowd. And that is followed by the Foothills Middle School Band. Seventy-eight students. This is a middle school band. Look at the way they're marching. These guys have been through it. Rows, and they're Very precision. These guys are good.
Looking sharp, sounding excellent. And then trailed, Steve, by the Pep Squad. And they got a big number of students involved in that as well.
78 in the band, and it looks like probably 40 or 50 in their drill team.
Close to 30 of the gals here, and I don't know if it's the Pep Squad, cheerleaders, whatever, but they got the pom-poms and the skirts and the tops and doing a little routine, trailing their band.
Got to be an award-winning band for a middle school band. Phenomenal.
Getting a nice round of applause from the appreciative parade goers here. And upcoming now, the Lake Chelan Pirate Fest. A summer of pirating fun, they say. And they've got a boat being trailed here, Bob File Boat Motors boat. And it looks like Captain Hook maybe up in the back of that.
The Pirate Fest will be going on Memorial Day weekend, Loeffler Field here in Manson. Part of the Lake Chelan Pirate Fest that'll be going on Memorial Day weekend.
And we'll have a little bit of a break here, Steve, as the Pirates make their way through and down the parade route. And you can look up ahead to what has already passed by us here at our viewing stand and broadcast location at Reed's Marine. And things beginning to bottleneck up just a little bit up ahead. And you know, we see a lot of people right here, Steve, camped out in front of the Manson Grange, and you look up and the sidewalks are fall all up and down. You know, it's the very same thing down towards the end of the parade route as you get closer down to the park.
I don't know how many people are attracted to these kinds of parades. It's hard to count. It's hard to know. But Manson always, I mean, it's bumper to bumper, shoulder to shoulder, whatever you want to call it, for the several blocks.
Even on a day that maybe isn't so great weather-wise, and they could not have ordered up more ideal weather than we got here today. It's warm, Steve, but very nice for us here where we are located. Got a nice little breeze coming through to kind of keep it cool.
It used to be that the Manson Apple Blossom Festival preceded the Wenatchee Apple Blossom Festival, Washington State Apple Blossom Festival, by a week, and the weather was occasionally inclement.
Iffy.
In fact, I remember one particular year that it snowed on us. However, after they have moved it to the week after the festival, Manson, the Washington State Festival, we seem to have better weather. Family group, the Keenies, have been doing this for years.
This Irma, is fun.
Irma is 100 years old. I don't see her right off, but she's there somewhere all day. Nonetheless, they call themselves the Culls, as in apple culls. And so the Keeney family has been involved in the cull event for as long as I've been around. And I saw these people, Irma's rocking chair on their float.
Yep,
I would assume,
yep.
And waving to all, and appears to be enjoying. Saw these people setting up this morning, and they were on the highway, set up, ready to go at like 8 or 8:30. And they're wearing some gear that is not cool. So I suspect by now that they're in the need of the water to keep hydrated.
Here comes a float for the American Behavioral Health Systems Parkside in Wenatchee there. And back to those culls, out, they were being towed by a 1956 CJ Jeep. Pretty cool thing in nice shape. And
American
it was purchased. Excuse me, Steve, I want to finish this because that Jeep was purchased by Sweet and Irma Keeney back in 1956. They've kept it.
You're back at the Culls. The Keeney family, the Culls.
Town Toyota Center coming through. This is one of those late entries that they kind of slipped in after the packets were first developed, and they got a lot of cool things going on at the Town Toyota Center.
And that includes a rodeo tonight, by the way.
Yes, indeed, the G.S. Long Rough Stock Rodeo tonight. And by the way, if you can't make it to that, be sure to check out it's a brand new team they've got, Steve, the Wenatchee Valley Skyhawks Arena Football Team.
That's making
waves. I want to go.
I do too. They're, yes, it's hard hitting football.
We should go do a game. at the Town Toyota Center. Their Skyhawks are playing football. Rodeo tonight. Check it out. And now Tony's Landscaping with a parade entry, a couple of their trucks. I've seen those guys all around Chelan and Manson, all the landscapers, Steve, and there's a lot of them now in the Lake Chelan Valley.
Sure are.
Are busy, busy, busy. And now Marcella's Cocina, Mexican restaurant in Chelan.
Tell me about that.
The food?
I've not been there yet.
Oh.
I understand.
That's good.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Good stuff. And Chelan really getting, there's like two new restaurants, Mexican restaurants, that recently opened. One that's a Oaxacan style next to the Cozy building there. Marcella's, of course, has been down on Main Street. And there was another one that opened up on a corner location as well. So getting some good variety in the Mexican cuisine. And, of course, the longstanding one in the Chelan Plaza as well. So lots of opportunities. If you want Mexican food, check it out in both Chelan and Manson.
Our broadcast coverage of the Enchanted Manson, 99th Manson Apple Blossom Festival, a presentation and service of Slidewaters. Looking forward to the water park opening right around the corner, Memorial Day weekend for Slidewaters, and, of course, the Wave. Coming up a little bit later on. You know more about this than I do, but I can apparently now rent a cabana.
Oh, yeah. They built some brand new luxury cabanas, which are more family size, so it wouldn't be for a really large group. But they're saying, I mean, luxury in the terms of they're brand new. They sit right up atop there by the sand volleyball pit, and then that lazy river would be right below you there. Great location to get back and relax, get out of the hot sun if you wanted to do that, and nice furnishings inside of that to recline on and sit, and you can get your very own for the day and just check it out. You can register even for those online. Go to the website slidewaters.com and do that. And then they've got the bigger.
These are big enough for like a family,
yeah,
or a big,
like up to 6-8 people. Okay. You know, that you could easily do in there. Bring your own picnic lunch if you want. Set up shop. Enjoy the day at Slidewaters. Then they have those bigger pavilion type things that were there in past seasons, and those would be for the larger groups if you want to have even a company event or a corporate event. Careful there as you walk backwards. So yeah, pretty cool stuff happening. And of course their big river surf wave coming later this summer in Chelan at Slidewaters. That should be a lot of fun indeed. Steve's got a guest.
Mr. Speaker Clyde Ballard,
how are you? Great day for a parade.
It has been a long time for you to be a resident of Manson and involved in the events here in Manson, oftentimes in the parade as a state representative.
Yes.
That was how long ago?
Well, we've been up here in Manson for 48 years, and the last time I was in the parade and things was in 2002. So it's been a long time.
How does it feel to be retired from not only the ambulance business, but politics?
Yeah, well, they keep telling me that I'm getting old, but I can't believe it.
You're looking young.
Thank you. Anything you want. Good to see you guys. Super, yeah.
Thanks, Clyde.
It's like old days, right?
Yeah, sure. Good to see you.
Former Speaker of the House of Representatives and representative of the 12th Legislative District, longtime friend, Clyde Ballard. Another story from years past.
Uh-oh.
I was a news person in Wenatchee at a radio station, and as we did as news people, we chased news events. Clyde and Ruth had just started Ballard Ambulance, had one ambulance, showed up at one of their scenes, an accident, that they were treating patients, and got to know them. We all know since then where Ballard Ambulance has gone, and in the ensuing years, he, of course, becoming a state representative, then Speaker of the House of Representatives, and very, very, very influential in state government and able to bring home, if you will, lots of projects and stuff for this district. A gentleman that I have known for 60 years, something like that, and 55 years. And I can't say enough about Clyde Ballard and what he's done for not only the Manson community, but the 12th Legislative District.
You got to say this, Steve, looking great.
Phenomenal. I see him walking every morning.
Yeah, you can tell he's doing a lot of walking. Yeah, you know, back in the days, of course, Clyde, and you had Sellers and Foreman, and we had quite the political clout coming out of the Lake Chelan Valley here back in the day.
State Senator Seller was a long time representative in the Senate and had all sorts of clout, if you will, longevity, which is part of the game. So we had a hellaciously powerful trio at that point of time representing this area in Leavenworth.
Dale Foreman, of course, high up in the party and made a run at governor, right?
Correct. So, I a long time ago thought the parade was over.
Here comes Antonio's. We talked about a lot of landscapers, that kind of thing, and Antonio's looks like they do rock walls and some other landscaping projects as well. They're making their way down the route. And now I still see several further down the line, Steve, that are making their way through the 99th annual Manson Apple Blossom Festival. And glad to have you with us here on our live coverage on LakeshelandNow.com on our Now Audio channel. And again, a salute to the royalty for Manson, Queen Megan Claussen, Princess Perlebia Senor, Princess Marisol Mendoza. Their escorts, by the way, I don't know if we mentioned these, but Avery Thompson, Oliver Ellingston, and Cole Beasley. And of course, the Grand Marshal this year, Dean Moorhead, the longtime community member and teacher at Manson Secondary Schools.
Have the Manson Middle School Band also still coming down the parade route, and I believe they'll be wrapping up the parade. Some of those folks have already been through the parade route once, have walked back up, and are coming back down, including the director.
Hey, if you're having a good time, and it's a day like we've got here today in Manson, why not, right? We do want to remind folks that, of course, there's a whole lot of stuff going on post-parade, including the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. There are vendors that are set up. There's going to be live music. We heard Greg Kennedy. The Lake Boys are going to be playing right after the parade, so you might want to check them out. They're a great-sounding band, play a lot of what I like, a lot of classic rock material in their arsenal, and fun to listen to as Antonio's Landscape continues to make their way down. They got a full
bunch of rigs,
Steve. Good gosh. I guess they've taken the day off from landscaping.
It looks like it.
At Manson Middle School, you're beginning to hear coming up upon us here at a broadcast location. So when the parade is completed, we'll be wrapping up our coverage, unless we can round up. I was hopeful we could maybe get some of the past royalty, and we'll maybe endeavor to do that here. You can fill, I know. We can fill for a while as the parade gets towards the end of the route.
Thought I was earlier.
Oh, little did you know, Steve. As a matter of fact, let me take a little jaunt right now. I shall return.
Okay, again, we're listening to the Manson Trojan Marching Band behind us, the middle school band. And then wrapping up the parade with another representative of Manson Fire District 5. Our broadcast coverage has been brought to you by Reed's Marine. Would once again like to thank Randy for hosting us here on this beautiful day in Manson. Reed's Marine, new boat sales and service, storage as well, and they store dozens and dozens of boats for folks in our area. So we'd like to once again thank Randy Reed and crew at Reed's Marine. Schland Realty, also one of our broadcast sponsors, the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley. Once again, Manson Middle School Band. School band, Mr. Burdick, has done an outstanding job with the music program here in Manson. They received a heck of an applause from the community. Interesting in that those in the front row all of a sudden split and run towards the back of the band, take another position as they work their way to the front, front to back on the run. So it's an extremely busy march routine that the middle school band from Manson has going on. So once again, wrap-up time for the 99th edition of the Manson Apple Blossom Festival. We'd like to thank you for listening and being with us today. Sorry you couldn't make it to the parade itself, which was just phenomenal, one of the best. And our broadcast coverage brought to you by North Cascades Bank. Once again, they have been sponsoring the Pig Jake here as part of the Manson Apple Blossom Festival for almost 20 years. Have been involved in banking in the community for around 40. Or it's truly our local bank, which is North Cascades National Bank. Thank you so much for participating in the festival. Thank you so much as well for participating in the community as much as they do North Cascades National Bank, one of the longtime sponsors of the Manson Apple Blossom Festival.
Yes, indeed. Whew. Hot and sweaty, Steve. Took a little walk, and you know, doggone that guy. I was trying to track down Randy Reed and maybe have a chance to talk with him about his operation here, Reed's Marine, but he has disappeared for the moment. But again, we'll give him a little shout out here, thanking him and Holly and the crew here at Reed's Marine for hosting us here at our broadcast location. And you know, they got a number of different varieties of boats, really cool Lake Chelan style boats that you can come down and check on, and they're actually parked out here in the parking lot today. Tried, Steve, to run out, see if I could find some of the past royalty members, and not seeing them here. We've got the current royal court that has been down. We already visited earlier with Megan Clausen, and certainly enjoyed that opportunity. But things wrapping up, we'll soon be wrapping up our coverage as well, but it has been a fun day.
Been an outstanding day weather-wise, an outstanding day for the parade, and an outstanding festival as well. Got to thank those, again, we mentioned, touched on this earlier, the unsung heroes, if you will, that put all of this together year after year after year. It's not a event you just do spur of the moment by
no.
any means. And it's a whole year-long process. So many, many thanks to those that are intricately involved in the festival.
Well, anybody that's ever been involved with events of any, I don't care what kind of event, you know it's a lot of work, and it's not a work, you check it and you check it again and you check it again and you check it another time after that. It's all the little detail that can create problems. The great thing is when you have a long-standing event like this, you got a lot of continuity and helpers, and it transitions over the period of time, but certainly they have helped to, you know, put this event together, worked long hours over the course of the many years, and helped to get it done here. So, Enchanted Manson, 99th Annual Apple Blossom Festival. The parade recently completed. Grand Marshal, again, Dean Moorhead, and the royalty, Queen Megan, Princesses Perla, and Princess Maricel as well. Congratulations to them. Busy couple of weeks, because not only their own parade here, but the same thing you can say of the Wenatchee folks, because back-to-back weekends of parading.
And it's nothing but travel for those folks, their parents, their chaperones, the folks that put the floats together. These are not easy things to float. For instance, the Wenatchee Apple Blossom Festival float just went by back to the formation area to be torn down. Those two rigs that it takes to haul that showed up here last evening about 5-6 o'clock. So you got the drivers to bring them up, you got the assembly process that goes on overnight, someone's got to get the royalty here along with their chaperones, and the same thing to undo the whole thing. So it's a heck of a deal.
Been fun to talk with folks here too, making your way by. Of course, we want to thank again Clyde Ballard. He came by, we chatted earlier with Richard Uhlhorn, had a chance to catch up with Mitch Evans and Greg Kennedy, and I'm probably leaving somebody off of there, and of course Queen Megan. But that's one thing nice being here, very close to the parade route, able to reach out, snag a few people now and again. And some got by us, but that's okay. We'll get them maybe at the 100th year, right?
There we are. Just 1 year away.
Just coming up around the bend. So again, 3-on-3 basketball will still be taking place here in downtown Manson. All the restaurants, all the wineries, the cideries, the eateries, they're all open here today. Lots of things for you to do and have the opportunity to partake in this 99th edition of the Manson Apple Blossom Festival. Steve, I'm going to let you tell a little bit more about it again, because you know more than I do. But the Oaky Flats, number one, I just love that name. And no, we're not talking about Oklahoma. We're talking about here in Manson, but a big to-do coming up there.
It's just a bunch of neighbors that get together to start the whole thing, and it's grown. So a lot of the classic cars that you see here will be there. Folks that brought their motorhomes, their tents, what have you, towed cars, car haulers, They're here. They'll have hamburgers and hot dogs and that kind of thing, a band later today. And that's about all I know about it, other than it looks like I've been by a couple times. It looks like a heck of a deal.
Steve, I want to thank you so much. Great job as the main anchor of our coverage here in Lake Chelan now, the Manson Apple Blossom Parade and Festival. It's been a fun time and great job.
Thank you very much. Like Cashmere School, just going by with their buses and all the kids. You see the scores of things, moving parts to pull a festival like this off. It's amazing.
I also want to thank Steve, Lonnie Rom, Jenna Rom for helping on our setup and getting things organized here. And they're taking a lot of photos and some video snippets. We'll have post-parade coverage as well on the website at lakeshorelinenow.com with a whole bunch of things that are up there. We did a couple of live Facebook streams, thought we might get to more of them, but it's kind of hard to do the double duty sometimes. But there's some live video up there on our Facebook channel for you to look at as well. And of course, we'll be archiving this complete parade and available for you to listen to at a later time as well on lakeshorelinenow.com. But with that, Steve, one last round of thank yous to Chelan Realty, North Cascades Bank, Lake Chelan Building Supply. Also thanking the Manson Chamber of Commerce, Slidewaters at Lake Chelan, Sorrento's Italian Ristorante at Chelan Cellars, and to Reed's Marine hosting our broadcast location right here in downtown Manson. And with that said, Steve.
Hey, people came by and are stealing my apple blossom pin because it's good for free admission across the street. So all of a sudden someone comes up and goes, I want your apple blossom button, because they probably knew that I was not going to the quilt show.
Yeah.
Although I could.
You could.
I might,
but I wouldn't bet heavy money on it. Hey, I hope you had fun. I had fun.
Do it again.
So long, everybody. Thanks for listening. The 2019 99th annual edition of the Manson Apple Blossom Parade here on LakeChelanNow.com. For now, so long, Dennis.
From Enchanted Manson.
And Steve, that was. Catch you later on LakeChelanNow.com. Thanks for listening to our live broadcast coverage of the 2019 Manson Apple Blossom Parade here on LakeChelanNow.com. The 99th Manson Apple Blossom Parade has been presented by Chelan Realty, North Cascades Bank, by Lake Chelan Building Supply, the Manson Chamber of Commerce, Slidewaters at Lake Chelan, Sorrento's Italian Ristorante at Chelan Cellars, and a special thank you to Reed's Marine in downtown Manson, our host location for today's broadcast coverage. Thank you to all the LakeChelanNow.com crew, including, of course, Steve Bikewist, Lonnie Rom, Jenna Rom, and yours truly, Dennis Rom, saying so long from LakeChelanNow.com.